This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Without producing any evidence, Russia is blaming a Ukrainian sabotage group for the fire at a nuclear power plant in Ukraine, not its own shelling of the area. The UN says no radiation was released, and the fire is out now. But nuclear safety expert John Wolfstahl says if you were worried about this, you were right.
Anytime that there are reports that there's a nuclear power plant that either comes under attack or there's a fire at a nuclear power plant, people are right to be concerned. This is a war zone, and the fact that Russian troops would fire and attack at the plant is something that I think should give everybody a real sense of danger of what's going on here.
Most of the world is condemning Russia for its invasion of Ukraine, but this morning its troops are advancing in that country. They could hear shelling this morning in Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, and the Russians have now captured a strategic port city. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Russian forces have captured the southern city of Kherson, a vital Black Sea port of 280,000 people. Ukrainian officials have confirmed the takeover of the government headquarters there, making it the first major city to fall since the invasion began. Elsewhere, heavy fighting has continued on the outskirts of another strategic port, Mariupol, knocking out the city's electricity, heat and water systems.
Here at home, the unemployment rate is down to 3.8% from 4%. The Labor Department report just out this morning. Employers added a robust 678,000 jobs in February. Police in Chicago say two officers were shot and wounded this morning by a man who dropped a handgun while waiting in line at a restaurant in front of one of the officers. They say the man then picked up the gun and started shooting at police. The officers are expected to recover. The suspect is under arrest. This is AP News. It turns out a reported kidnapping in California wasn't what it appeared.
A Northern California woman whose 2016 disappearance set off a frantic search faces charges for allegedly lying about her kidnapping. When young mother Sherry Papini failed to pick up her kids from daycare in Redding, California 5 years ago, her case terrified the community. She was found near Sacramento on Thanksgiving Day after going missing for 3 weeks. She told authorities she had been kidnapped at gunpoint. Now Papini is under arrest, charged with lying to federal agents and defrauding the state of $30,000 provided by the Victim Compensation Board. Police say she hurt herself to back up her false statements, and that in 2020, DNA found on her clothing led to a former boyfriend. An affidavit to the court says he told investigators she was actually staying with him in Orange County. Statements backed up by a witness and data from burner cell phones that they had been using. U.S. Attorney Philip Talbert says time and resources that could have been used for actual crimes and victims were wasted. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQBar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.